Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here and welcome to the 17th episode of the In the Limelight podcast. Today I bring you a really good friend of mine with whom I have done a cookbook. The Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook is having such a huge success. Rita Romano, internationally well-known chef, and I were so thrilled about it. I have suffered with gluten intolerance pretty much my whole life. So we came together to create this gorgeous tabletop cookbook, and there's a digital version also. You're going to learn a story behind Rita, her Italian roots, what she loves about cooking, the cookbook itself, the beautiful pictures that she took that are in the book, and why you should have a copy. Enjoy, everybody.
Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa Burt. We're just so busy yapping. That's what we do when we get together with girlfriends, and I love Rita Romano. You know her. You love her along with me because you've seen her different times. I put out this Facebook. The last time I said, hey, everybody, it's Clarissa here, and Rita's going to do all the talking.
And I said the same laugh.
And she just laughed and froze. And so people say, well, let her talk sometimes. And I went, okay, talk. And she went, no, you do it. I said, okay, I will. Anyway, we're back on In the Limelight. I'm so excited that you're here and that you can spend some time with Rita as well, because you all probably have seen on social media that we came out with a cookbook, a lovely, beautiful cookbook. It is the Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook. The art of savoring and preparing gluten-free dishes, right? So it's Italian and gluten-free. The story behind that, everyone, is because I lived in Italy for 30 years and found out the hard way that I am highly gluten intolerant, gluten sensitive. Rita, on the other hand, is a world-renowned chef and had many restaurants and cookbooks. And we got together and said, hey, why don't we, you know, collaborate on something together? And we did. So we're thrilled with the book. It is beautiful. It's got 70 different recipes in it. Each recipe has a beautiful photograph, but a photograph that Rita took. We're going to show a better pictures of these, but I'm just going to kind of open them up and we'll see. Which one's this?
Absolutely. That's the zucchini with the pasta.
Every recipe in here, again, is gluten-free. And Rita's recipe, which is really kind of even more exciting because we get the internationality of Rita and her being Italian. We get the fact that she's a very famous chef. And so, you know, I get out of her kitchen and get out of her way because she's a woman on a mission for sure when she's cooking.
And well, at least to eat.
And I am so, you know, so excited and thrilled because we got to collaborate together and come out with something that really I don't think had ever been done, and that is the marriage between gluten-free and Italian cooking. You know, a lot of the food, and I found out the hard way, as I said before, in Italy is full of gluten. You have pizza, and you have pasta,
pane,
you have pane, right?
Exactly.
And these are all things, pane being bread. And so we have an awful lot of gluten in the diet there.
And the combination that people are looking for, especially when they're going gluten-free.
Yeah.
They really crave that pasta, the flour, and the pizza.
Right.
And that makes a total difference.
And, you know, my manifestations, as you know, Rita, were of the anaphylactic shock type. So many times I was rushed to a hospital, not knowing exactly what was wrong with me. And I always knew, however, it was pretty much right after eating, as I assume I was going into the digestive phase. And boom. You know, I would break out into an anaphylactic shock. I never went anywhere without an EpiPen. I never went anywhere without an EpiPen. That's how afraid I was because I had no idea what was wrong with me. Gluten, many people think, as you know, is, you know, they think it's a fad. or it's, you know, a diety thing. It's not. It's a real deal thing.
It's a serious problem.
It's a serious problem for a lot of people. Yeah. I don't want to get into the science of it all or too technical about it, but as I understand it, the re-elaboration of the GMO of flour and the way it's being bleached and reworked and processed has brought gluten and the grain, the original grain, wheat grain, to a level of, I'm going to say, difficulty for a lot of us in the digestion. I'm sure someone else can explain it much better than that. I think you get the idea, however, that, you know, if you are having, and a lot of people are having manifestations that they can't explain. And it could be topical, it could be skin, it could be gastric. Yeah. There's so many different ways. And people say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going to suggest that you check out and see if it's gluten. Just eliminate it altogether from your diet for a week and see what happens. Plus, gluten is in so many more things than you could ever imagine. It's it's not just wheat. It's also rye. It's
the protein,
barley.
It's the protein in the flour.
That's right.
Or in, that you really need to know. Because some people are allergic to portion of the protein,
right,
and that makes a difference.
Right.
So some are intolerant of a particular protein, so they have to find out exactly to their bodies what really works for them.
Exactly. You know? And as I said before, barley, farro.
Farro
has the same problem. So there are different grains that are, and there are a lot of misconceptions about what gluten is and what it isn't. And again, I'm not going to sit here and explain all that to you, but, you know, go online and do yourself a good search so that you can understand better for yourself. And a lot of children are experiencing this as well. So if your child is having issues of any kind, they've also directly made a correlation to depression.
Side effects are many.
So do yourself a favor if you feel like you might be having issues with gluten, go in and take a deeper dive. Ask your doctor about it. But in the meantime, gluten or no gluten problem, this is the cookbook to have.
And you could easily do this without doing gluten-free.
Right.
You could just replace the pasta or something.
Right, exactly. So the recipes are, again, they are studied by Rita to make sure that there was no gluten in them at all. Because remember, gluten can be even in condiments. It's crazy where you can find.
Medication.
Yeah.
Medication is another aspect.
Here's another thing I didn't know. Vodka. Maybe other alcohols I don't know because I'm not a drinker, but I know that there are vodkas.
Because there's grain in it. Yes,
and
absolutely.
Grain
alcohol. Amazing?
Yeah. And so there's your gluten again. So you're going, wait a minute, that's, you know, I had a reaction the last time I had a gin and tonic, whatever, I don't know. You have to, I didn't realize that there are vodkas with and vodkas without gluten.
Yeah,
so with that having been said, everyone, I think that you should really be, again, mindful what you eat. You know, do a lot of us are so good and really astute now about taking deeper dives and doing the studying that we need to do with our labels and the like.
Reading labels is the main thing.
Exactly,
because there's so many hidden factors and different ingredients.
Now, when you were creating the book, or, you know, we have always said I was creative direction. Rita did the pictures. She did the recipes.
We collaborated.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was really a 50-50 collaboration.
Great,
Rita was so amazing to work with. I mean, just the kindest soul, I think, on the planet,
it was mutual.
Now, I'm a pain in the butt. No, that's not true. It wasn't. You're so easy to get along. We're both Tauruses, however. I will say that. But she
bullheaded.
Bullheaded. Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, for sure. But I guess the question I had asked you is, where did your love of cooking come from? Now, Rita is one of the last of 12 children.
I'm the baby of 12.
Yeah, so I don't know if she, you know, by the time they got down the food chain, if she was there was anything left.
I really wanted to be served, and I loved to eat. My passion was food. I just loved to eat.
Right.
But, you know, and I had good taste buds, so that started basically opening a restaurant with a partner that I had, and he thought that I had something special because I understood food, and I could critique, go to the restaurant and say, oh, this is good, this is not good, the whole bit. But then doing it, I found more interest in it because if I wanted to eat well, I had to cook for myself.
Did you have an influence from your mother or a grandmother?
Well, I had my sister was a fabulous cook, and I lived with her in La Spezia. Right. So she raised me since my mother came to the United States.
Which sister was that, number one?
Lucia. She was sister the fourth one down.
Okay. So you sort of looked to her for...
I loved her idea of cooking because she bought all the best ingredients. We lived in La Spezia for about 3.5 years together. And her husband, and she cooked meticulous and all the beautiful vegetables and fruits and so forth, and everything was so great that I just observed. I was only like 8-9 years old at the time, but I loved to eat, so that was looking forward to eating, and everything that she did was amazing.
Is there anybody out there that doesn't love to eat? That's what I want to know. Anyway, you are here at the Limelight. Yeah. We're with Rita Romano. Everybody, do not go away. I've got many more questions I've got for Rita. We'll be right back after this break. Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about Audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car, traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning, or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy.
This is Kerry Flanders, CEO of First Direct Financial. We are a direct credit card processing company with all the major banks in the United States, including First Data, TSYS, Elavon, Banta, and Worldpay. We guarantee our pricing. If we can't save you money on your current processing fees, we will write you a check for $1,000 just for taking the time to compare. We do interchange plus pricing, have no cancellation fees, we're quick, we're secure. We make sure all your transactions are point-to-point encrypted, transactions are safe, and your customer's data is safe and secure. We offer instant discounts, and best of all, there's no contracts. First Direct Financial processes all forms of electronic payments, including debit and credit cards, ACH, file, web-based, recurring, and checks. Find a processor for practically any business. For a free, no-obligation quote, feel free to contact me direct, Kerry Flanders, 480-246-6464, or flanders@firstdirectfinancial.com.
I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket, you can get that at clarissaburt.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Everybody, we are back in the limelight with Rita Romano, a very, very dear friend of mine and co-author, shall we say, of the gluten-free gastronomy, Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook. I was going to break into Italian, right? She being a very famous international chef, has had her own restaurants, many cookbooks, and I had the absolute pleasure of collabing with Rita on this lovely, I call it a coffee table book. So you can't see the coffee table, but it's actually
great for both.
It really is. And the recipes inside, I mean, you know, they're Rita's. So how bad could they be, right? Well, everybody clamors to get into Rita's kitchen.
There's some yours too.
I had one little, two, a little thing, but of course it was this dessert stuff. It was the sweet stuff. But everybody clamors to get into her kitchen when she's in there. And she loves to have dinner parties and more intimate gatherings, and so as long as she's in the kitchen, she's a happy camper, right?
As long as I'm eating.
We do that too. So we were talking just before break, we were talking about your family and Lucia and how she was such a huge
great influence.
Your...
She was so meticulous and everything. I would go to the piazza and shop for the neighbors.
Right.
And I was like 8, 9 years old.
Right.
And, you know, they would just give me a list of what they wanted, and I would go and negotiate with the vendors, you know, in the piazza. You negotiate with them and get the prices down,
Right.
And that was the thing. And then I would buy the brioche in the morning, so from the money I saved.
The brioche would be like a croissant. Brioche is like a croissant, if you will. One of those really fattening things.
And that was, but at the meantime, I'd come home with these two bags. I had long red hair. They couldn't see me, just two bags on the bus, you know. But it was great because I got to learn so much. I got to learn about how to deal with the piazza, what to buy, and so forth.
So your first restaurant, though, was here in the States, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in Philadelphia. I was here in Phoenix.
Phoenix?
Yes, I had three restaurants.
Because your family lives in Philadelphia. So, I mean,
in Philadelphia first and then came to the Arizona.
So you and I had the Italian connection. Then we had the Philadelphia connection where I was born.
Right.
Then we have the fact that we're both Tauruses.
Both named Rita.
I'm Clarissa Rita. She's Rita. Right.
So it was like, wow, so there's got to be something here.
And now we both live in Phoenix. So
I was doing gluten-free, and then she was gluten-free.
Right.
That was perfect.
That was crazy. It was crazy.
Perfect.
It was sort of.
It was a God-given.
It was serendipity for sure.
Thank you so much for that.
I really appreciate it. And it was for me too. My phone's ringing. Sorry about that. So the other question that I wanted to have for you is your first restaurant was here in Phoenix. And as an entrepreneurial woman, what were some of, because we love to talk, here about entrepreneurial ship and the difficulties and the overcoming moments and whatever. Where did the idea come from, apart from you love it? But, it's one thing to cook in your kitchen for friends. It's quite another idea,
To make it as a business. Yeah. Well, mine came from, I was dating someone who was into the restaurant business. And he just basically built the restaurants and then would sell them. So when we met, he goes, even though at the time I didn't cook, and he says, "Oh, Rita, you got something here." We'd go out to the restaurants. I could name everything and so forth. And all the details, and he goes, "No, you've got to something." And I would cook a little bit for him, but not too much.
Right.
And then, we finally decided that he said, "Look," he said, "why don't you just come in, guide me in the food," because he wanted to do 31 sauces for pasta.
More as a consultant.
Not what he had in mind. What I had in mind was a consultant.
Right.
But anyway, so he says, let's do this together, and you come up with the 31 different sauces for pasta, like the ice cream, 31 different flavors.
Yeah.
So I did. I took out 6-8 months and did all the research and whatever needed to be done for the 31 different sauces. So I came up with that, and I told him I would help them to do the opening, decor, and so forth, and get it started, and then I would be out.
Do not go away, because we are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need, people who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. One of the things that I love to put into my shake every morning is life-enriched berry greens. I've been using it for a really long time. I'm loving the optimal results. It just improves overall health. It's a powerful source of antioxidants. It helps with your digestive, colon support. It helps to strengthen your immune support, balances your healthy pH levels. It boosts vitality and energy. And I absolutely love the fact that it's only 35 calories a serving. It's low in carbs and it tastes great. You're going to want to go over to clarissabert.shop under Feel Good and take a look at Life Enrich Berry Greens. Do it now. You're going to thank me.
Everybody, we are back in the limelight with Rita Romano.
It didn't work that way, so we opened 31 different sauces. Pasta was called Pasta Paradise. And from just doing, you know, the beginning to get him started, I went into running 3 different restaurants.
Wow.
But I was very fortunate because at the time, two of my sisters that were, one was Lucia,
right,
and the other one was Antonietta, yeah, and they were the excellent cooks.
Really?
So I hired them to be in the kitchen.
No kidding.
And that was amazing. That was amazing. So that's how things got started, and I stayed, and then I, you know, basically worked with all the 3 restaurants and so forth, and that worked. But at the time was where the economy was down, which was in the early 90s,
right,
and we were going to invest to do franchise, and it didn't work out because the people lost the money and so
I
forth.
See.
But the concept was amazing.
And that's where you sort of decided, okay, let's take a couple of steps back.
Yeah, I thought basically at that time, I thought, you know what, the economy isn't good. Really, this is not a good idea as far as, because we were right downtown. The first one was on Thomas and Central.
Right.
We were right downtown and the economy was really not good. It was a good time to pull out.
Right.
But the concept was amazing.
Exactly.
The concept was really amazing. I had all the lawyers come in and whoever came in to the restaurant, they would come all week.
Of course they did.
And it was great.
Where
and I would
else were
go
they
there.
Going
you know
to
what
go?
I would do? It was so funny because I would go there because it was pasta specialty, right?
You see why I love her so much. She doesn't ever want to talk, but when you get her started, you can't shut her up.
Now it's her turn. Wait. Okay, just a few minutes. Anyway, so I would go to each table and teach everyone to eat pasta, spaghetti, because it was all spaghetti. So, you know, how, because they didn't know, they would cut in. I'm like, no, you got to learn the Italian way.
Right.
So I would go there and twirl the pasta against the wall of the plate, you know, to teach them. And it was amazing. They loved it. And I would do something new and I would go, oh, come on, taste this. And it was really good.
You know, they loved it.
Yeah.
You know. Just
and that was it. And it was great. Actually, I could have kept the one restaurant. I just didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, anyway, everybody, that's pretty much the end of the interview. That's how quickly that's how quickly it goes. We know it's starting to get into it, then we got to get out of it. But I knew you were going to love Rita Romano. I couldn't wait to have her back so that I could interview her and you could get to know her just the way I do and love her heart the way I do. It's the Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook. You can find it on Amazon for the digital version, and for the hard copy version, like what I've got in my hands right here, you can go to clarissabert.shop and it's under the Feel Good tab. So there you go. I love you. I'm so thrilled that you're back.
The love is mutual, Clarissa. You know that.
Thank you so much. And we're going to have Rita back because we're going to, she was like, I don't want to do this, but I am going to force her, coerce her to come back and cook one of these recipes for us one of these days. And in the meantime, who knows if maybe we're not going to do another book.
No, you just never
you
know.
Never know.
Hey, you didn't talk about the Italian version.
Yeah. And by the way, that's a great thought. Yeah. We have the Italian version out too. So in Italy, this same book just came out about a month ago. It dropped in
about
Italy.
July 4th, actually.
July 4th.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, 6 weeks ago.
To honor the United States.
Absolutely. So the same book, they found out in Italy that we had done this book and they wanted to have it there as well. And they do now, which is really fun. And it's all translated into Italian, obviously, from the standard system to the metric system. Poor Rita had to do all of that too. Yeah. But they're now Italians in Italy are enjoying gluten-free gastronomy.
We'll place it on Facebook for the information.
If they want, you can find that. Yeah, it's on Facebook. Yeah. And aren't they on Amazon as well?
Yes. Yeah. It's Amazon.it. IT
for Italy, absolutely.
Yeah, for Italy.
So if you just put in my name, Clarissa Bird, or Rita Romano, you'll be able to find the book. Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. Thanks so much for joining in, and we'll see you next time. Bye bye for now.
Thanks everybody for stopping by. That's it for this episode, but I do want to thank all of my audio engineers. I want to thank Kat Rivera, Ramon Martinez, and Justin Turner, who never let me down week to week. All right, everybody, that's it. Again, as I said, don't forget to go in, sign up for my newsletter at clarissabert.com. Don't forget audible.com, great for learning and listening. You're going to want to listen to my podcast on Inspired News Radio. Huge thanks to our sponsors. I want to thank Clarissa Travel Club, First Direct Financial, Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, and of course, our friends over at Inspired News Radio. Until the next time, everybody.